When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, everyone. This is David. It's just a quick hit. Don't get too excited. And we need like 13 quick hits because we have a lot going on. Oh, my God. Candace Dillard leaving the Real Housewives of Potomac. Wow. You know, this is such a smart move in so many respects. Listen, a lot of people have weighed in online. So many people, I mean, a source apparently close to People Magazine says that she has exited on her own accord. A lot of people are saying, oh, Candace was let go for poor ratings and the fact that, you know, she has such a foul mouth. Listen, the reunion hasn't aired. So I can tell you this, there's no casting decisions made by Bravo or the network before the reunion airs. It doesn't happen. So this is such a smart move by Candace, because we'll get into whether she would have been let go or not, but she did leave on her own. I mean, if she announced after the reunion that she was leaving the show, just like everyone else does, we would all be thinking that she was let go, right? Because the reunion's over. Clearly, someone called you and said, you're not coming back. And that's how it all worked out, right? Announcing this before the reunion, I think, is really smart, because to me, it says she left on her own accord. There's no one being let go now before the reunion airs. It just doesn't happen that way. So I think it's a really smart move by Miss Dillard. She plays the game really well. Now we have a season where I've been saying all season, Potomac, and we'll get into Miami too, because Miami, don't count your blessings, guys. I ain't sure if Miami's ever coming back, if you want my opinion, but let's see if we have time to get into that. So we have Roni. Where is Roni? I know. We're going to announce the new season of Roni any day. Did you guys like my chat with Aaron Leachy? I had Aaron Leachy on from Current Housewife, from Real Housewives of New York. If you haven't listened to my chat with Aaron Leachy yesterday, you should. We talk about the new season, but no offense, Aaron, where is New York? Atlanta is a mess, but knowingly, I mean, we have no idea what's going on other than the fact that Portia's coming back. New Jersey was filmed and then we held it to space it out. Miami, oh, those producers at Pop, they announced right after, we're coming right back. We're going to know any day. I knew for a fact that was not the case. How I knew and why I knew, it's a whole nother story that we don't need to get into. And we'll see if we have time to talk about it. But now it's announced that Miami is on hold until like the fall. Sure. With 500,000 people watching, is it on hold till the fall, or is it maybe on hold a little longer? Let's put a pin in that for a minute. So Potomac was not coming back. I've said that all season. It was not coming back right away. We were going to have a hiatus. So when we have a hiatus, we tie people up. And, you know, we saw Candy Burris get sick of waiting. So that's what would have happened. So best case, Candace was coming back to the Real Housewives of Potomac. But she would have been in limbo. I mean, it doesn't mean you can't go out and pursue your music or other things. But she would have been in limbo, just sitting around waiting for like 6 months, which never, I mean, if Miami, here we are, April, May, June, July, August. Yeah, it's around 6 months. I think Potomac is headed for the same thing. And it's not really a good look, you know, to sit around and wait. So I think it's a really smart thing that she announces hey, guess what? I'm leaving before the reunion, because now our doubts are kind of alleviated. Although some people are still saying she was fired, she left on her own. No one is getting fired before the reunion. I also think it's really smart because even if she wanted to come back or was coming back, there'd be no coming back for 6 months. That's a lot of time to go make music, do a mini tour, drive back, drive forward, drive to the side, do some more Lifetime movies. It's really smart. I don't think it means you can say, whoops, I didn't mean it, and I'm coming back next season. She even said in her statement herself, this isn't farewell. It's just like, goodbye for now. So we'll see. But I would she have been invited back when it was announced? I thought for sure she was coming back. I mean, it sounds like there's no resolution with her at the reunion, that they really are trying to ice her out, that that's kind of what happened. Andy even made a statement today or yesterday, just like, when there's no resolution, we don't know where to go. So is this the new thing we can do? We can ice out Monica Garcia. We can ice out Candace. We can start icing out all the really good housewives that we don't want to film with, and then they lose their job. So I don't know if Candace would have lost her job. I spent all season saying she wouldn't have lost her job, although I think a major cast change is coming. But being iced out, I don't know. I don't know. I thought they would have kept her and gotten rid of a lot of the others. Maybe she sees the writing on the wall. I personally just saw it as more of a, I'm going to be in limbo for 6 months, and that makes no sense for my life. It's also not a good look. I mean, her music isn't housewives music. It is real music. That is what she really wants to do. She does have acting parts. It kind of takes you out of housewives and puts you in this world of being thought of differently. Really, all the advice I offered to Ariana before she came back this season and is now hated by most or disliked, that was my advice for Ariana. Go co-host The Chew, go co-host The Talk, whatever shows are still on. I don't think The Chew is on anymore. The Chat on CBS with Jerry O'Connell. That was my advice to Ariana. When you leave on your own and you go and diversify, it kind of makes you bigger than the show. So I think it's a good move for Candace. Maybe she would have lost her job by being iced out. I still thought enough of the people that iced her out were going to lose their job, and she would have been back. I do think she left on her own. It is shocking. She says it's not goodbye. It's a pause for now. It's a lot of money. Candace loves money. Life after Housewives is never the same as Housewives. I wish her the luck. I would love to see her on tour again. She was great. And that is where we are. Now, Monique has just come out with a statement yesterday that said something like, she posted it on her own Instagram, but she said, don't even ask. It's kind of funny. Monique is never going back to Housewives either, but it's kind of funny that we all thought, hey, where's Monique? Or at least enough of you did. There is this rumor circulating that Robin is fired as well. You don't lose your job before the reunion. Do I think Robin is going to lose her job? I do. Do I think there is going to be a cast shake up and change? I do. I think it's time. I could see with Candace leaving, I think for me, I mean, you have to keep enough people. It's the whole reason Alexa and Adriana and Marisol were back to kind of launch Miami, although those days are over for them too. But I think with Candace being out, I could see Giselle, Karen Huger, Ashley, and Mia being the four people that go forward. Robin is definitely going to be out. NECA's going to be out. Candace has left. And I think it's time for the professor to go back to teaching courses. So that's kind of what I see. Maybe you just keep Robin. I mean, maybe you just keep Giselle, Karen, and Ashley, and Mia also loses her job. I think there's more gas in Mia, and I think you kind of keep Mia. But I think Robin and NECA are definitely out. And I think the professor is going to be out too. I loved Candace. Farewell. Until we meet again, my friend. Speaking of RHOP, Miss Huger. Everyone wanted me to talk about this last week, and I just didn't have time. Miss Huger has crashed her car. She has crashed her car. What do we know? And this is a developing story. She has refused to take a breathalyzer test. She was seen as intoxicated, bloodshot eyes, and slurring her words. That's what the report said. She has come out and made her own statement that, you know, we all know she lost her mother a year or two ago. She said, as Mother's Day approaches, which it's 2 months away, but as Mother's Day approaches, she's getting extremely even more emotional than normal. And she had a very heated emotional conversation at dinner with her friend, and she was crying really hard as she drove home, crying, crying, crying. And then she, because she was crying so hard, because of the emotional conversation, because of Mother's Day coming up, that she swerved off the road to avoid an oncoming car. And if you looked at some of the pictures, she took out the tree. There's a huge chunk taken out of the tree. The grounds themselves are like dug up. The car, the Maserati, is extremely damaged. And Karen said that she's just grateful to be alive. I mean, what world is this that like people are swerving off roads and then happy to be alive? Well, maybe you wouldn't have to be grateful to be alive if you didn't drink and drive. I'll admit it, as important as it is for me to eat healthy and put the right nutrients into my body and hydrate, I'm really not great at it. I'm always on the go. I'm never making that a priority, and I'm always hungry. This was a real problem until I discovered 310 Nutrition. I love 310 Nutrition's water hydrators. You just add them to water, and they make your water taste so much better. They also have refreshing lemonade mixes. My personal favorite, they're all-in-one shakes. I love their caramel sundae, their vanilla cake, the shamrock cream. I drink one of these shakes and it totally satisfies my hunger. They're low in fat and low carbs, which I love. They also satisfy my carb craving. But don't take my word for it. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code VELVETROPE and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 off your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and it's easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products you know you'll use. Go to 310nutrition.com and use the code VELVETROPE right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310nutrition.com and use code VELVETROPE. Excuse me while I grab some coffee. I need coffee. She left a lot of things out of her statement, like the fact that her eyes were bloodshot and that she had a DUI. There are these reports surfacing that I read that there was alcohol in the car. One of my friends texted me and said, "Did you see there was open containers?" The reports I read said that there were like beers in the front seat, but there was nothing open. Regardless, it's not a great sign. It's not a great look. Charisse, Miss Jackson Jordan, our good friend Charisse, has weighed in and basically said Karen can keep trying to take away Charisse's coins. That will never happen. And she needs to mind her own business. And that producers and RHOP, she said, Truly Original, which is the production company, not to be confused with Shed Media for New York or Sirens for New Jersey or Evolution for Beverly Hills, but she said, Truly Original and Bravo and all the people involved can keep protecting her. But, you know, for those of us that are in the know, as Miss Jackson Jordan apparently is, that Karen is the drunk of Potomac. And we are now seeing the real Karen Huger, which is a complete a drunk of Potomac. Slurs, stumbles into bars. Man, if that's the case, Miss Huger has hid this from us for many, many years. You know how they say we never see the real story? And by the way, anyone that's thinking, oh, David, you're wrong. This DUI, they're going to start filming right away because, I mean, this is like gold. Karen finally has a story. Wrong. It doesn't work that way. Wrong. Potomac is taking a hiatus. No one has said it at Truly Original. Andy hasn't said it. No one on Bravo has said it. I'm going to say it. We're taking our time in Potomac. We got to cast it. We got to figure it out. Or shelf it. The same way I think I'm not so convinced Miami is coming back. Let's see. Do we have time to talk about that? I don't know. We'll see. We don't go over 20 minutes. These little hits are supposed to be 8 minutes. Now we're at 20. What has my life become, people? But I love you all. Hey, you know what we need to talk about? Miss Bedore, Miss Bedore, our friend Miss Bedore. She has been sued. Can you believe this? Johnny Jansen, he's back on the show, dating Alexis. They say they are in love. Kind of starting to believe them, just like Teresa and Louie. I mean, let me tell you, if I was Teresa and Louis pulled up in that pink car that he was in Beverly Hills back in my backyard over here, I would be so embarrassed. Like, don't you think Teresa is really secretly just a little embarrassed by Louis? I mean, he dances to the beat of his own drum. Gotta support that. But don't you think she's like a little embarrassed? I would be. But anyway, I mean, I guess I would be a little embarrassed to be with Teresa too. So what am I saying? But I digress. They're in love and they're like, you know, two peas in a pod. I'm kind of starting to think the same thing about John Jansen and Alexis. I do believe them when they say they're in love. And I do believe that this could all work out. Anyway, he has sued Miss Badoa. He has claimed, and he sued her for breach of a contract and for promissory. I forgot what the other thing is that he sued her for, but he sued her for breach of contract. Basically saying that he lent her $75,000 in 2022. She needed $40,000 for a facelift. In 2023, she needed $35,000 for a second facelift. And he lent it to her, and it was very clear that it was not a gift. It was very clear that he was loaning it to her with her intentions to pay it back. Now, before we get into some other things, I mean, you know, and by the way, he's suing her for an oral breach of contract. Let me put that in, be clear, because there's nothing in writing. The actual contract is not in writing, but they're claiming, you know, his lawyers are saying, that if she, I'm just looking this up, that if she tries to say that this was a gift, which I think she's already said, and I get to keep the money because it was a gift, they're saying there's no contract. So he's suing her for a breach of an oral contract, which is harder to prove, but they're saying there are so many emails between the two. It was very clear that this was not a gift. And Shannon knows that, et cetera, et cetera. Oh, oral, so he's suing for breach of oral contract and promissory fraud. So just two things. And I, you know, sometimes I get in the weeds over here. I mean, based on the number of years that Shannon has been on the show, I mean, minimum, and I'm being like knocking her salary down so much. There's no way she's making under 500 grand a year. Based on her years on the show, if you want my honest opinion, I would say that Shannon Bedore makes like 875, 850. I think she makes in the eights, maybe sevens, but I mean, the worst case 500 grand, but I don't even think that's it. I really think she's like 700, 800, 875. So I guess two things. One, you can't afford if you make $750,000, you can't afford 10% of your salary, 75,000 and a facelift. And mind you, that's over 2 years. So that's like 700 1 year, 800 the another year, because they're 2 years, you got your raise. That's like $1.5 million. You can't afford $75,000. For a facelift? That's the first thing that kind of sticks out of my mind. And hey, I guess the same facelift that was 40 grand, you get for 35 grand by going back a year later, get a deal. Anyway, the lawyer is saying it's clear that it wasn't a gift. And Shannon has come out and made a statement that, and you know, John has said, you know, it's really upsetting that she didn't pay it back. She's, you know, they're suing her. Oh, he's also suing for interest, attorney's costs, and reasonable attorney's fees. It's really hard to get attorney's fees, but if you get them, then it's like a free lawsuit, right? Then it's like, I had to hire an attorney, I'm getting the fees back. Let's keep this going. So there you go. But Shannon has issued a statement saying that she is shocked and disappointed that John has filed a lawsuit. My attorney has been in constant communication with his counsel. I agreed to pay John what he wanted because I knew the attorney's fees would surpass the amount sought, but more importantly, to eliminate the negative emotional components that come with a lawsuit. It is important that I continue to focus on the positive aspects of my life and move forward. John declined the offer because he refused to sign a mutual non-disparagement agreement. I was hoping that if I met his baseless demands, we could at least use this as an opportunity to bring complete closure to this chapter of my life. I mean, it's a good statement. I mean, she's basically saying that she would have just paid him as long as he signed like a non-disparagement agreement. And he's like, I want the money and I'll say anything I fucking want about you. So he wouldn't sign that. I agree with her. The attorney's fees will be way more than $75,000 if this is litigated. Just pay it and make the whole thing go away. There's also a psychological aspect, as you know, when you're in a lawsuit, like you have a good hour, then you have a bad hour. When Shannon refers to this, you know, this the fees, let's not forget she has been sued before by Jim Bellino, you know, over the whole trampoline thing. She was on with Tamrat. There's a rat that scurries. She's in the corner. We used to think she likes Munster. She loves Gouda. She was on Heather McDonald's podcast with Shannon. The three of them, they got three big mouths. They open the mouth. They say Jim's trampoline. I think they said that people died on the premises. Jim sues McDonald. Jim sues Shannon. Jim sues Tamra. Can't say those things. Can say Melissa Gorga is a liar. You can say that she's an asshole. You can't say that like somebody's business causes death. That is a suit. Saying someone's an idiot or someone's going to be fired or anything like that, that is not a defamation case make. So Shannon knows a lot about lawsuits and yeah, she's sued here. So there's a lot going on. We will see what happens in Potomac. We will see what happens to our good friend Shannon. Hey, here's the good news. With Potomac going to take a break, Miami going to take a break. I still am not sure Miami's coming back. We have to talk about that next time. I have a lot of reasons why. And if it does come back, let me tell you something. I hope you don't like your OGs too much, guys. I got bad news for you who like the Miami OGs. We're changing things up in Miami. So I got stuff to say about that next time. But with Potomac being dragged out, about Miami's being dragged out, New York, even if we announced it tonight, it's already been dragged out. When was New York last on the screen? New Jersey is finally coming back. Atlanta, we're not even close to having a cast, even with Portia and Kenya in. The good news is that the OC is actually filming. So really, we have Salt Lake, we have the OC, we have Jersey, and the winner, the end of the day, that rises to the top is Beverly Hills. You might hate it, you might love it. Nobody cares. Guess what? The ratings are there, and that's all we care about. Everyone's going to tell me how much they love Miami, how it's one of the best franchises. Yeah, I'm sure all 500,000 of you that watched it love it. Doesn't matter. Nobody cares. Those ratings do not keep a show on. They better figure something out. We're in a new dawn here, guys. We're in a new dawn, a new day of Housewives. Anyone that doesn't realize it, wake up. This is what's happening. I don't want to be negative here. A lot of you seem to love the Valley. Everyone seems to want to talk about buying Beverly Hills. It's a quick hit. We got to do all that later in the week. I just wanted to jump on and deal with these three things. And guess what? As always, I love you guys. I'm in LA today. Where are you guys? How are you? Are you having a good day? Are you having like a glass of wine, some champagne? Love you all. And guess what? If you haven't listened to my chat with Aaron Leachy yesterday, we chatted about all things Roni, past, future, Ramona Singer. We talked about her run-in at BravoCon with Jory and Kyle. She has new information. She got quoted in the news of saying they were both mean girls. Well, turns out one of them is. Go listen to that. Aaron Leachy yesterday. And I love you all, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.